You're very laid back today, but you seemed very upset about the status right now, the state of LA Sports Talk Radio. What the hell's going on at ESPN 710?
Yeah, they're going with nationally syndicated radio from 10 a.m. to 3. You got Stephen A. Smith from 10 to noon, and then noon at 3. You got the Will Cain Show. Makes no sense at all. This is the number 2 sports market in the country. We got 2 teams in every league. Most of those teams are competing right now for a championship. So, perfect example today at the noon, Fred Rogan, Rodney Pico on the air at 570 talking about the Dodgers, talking about USC, and then on 710 on Will Cain, it's Ezekiel and his contract situation with the Cowboys, and as you can imagine, not too many people in Los Angeles care about that. So, it's a cost-cutting move, I get it, but it makes no sense if you want to be the sports station here in Los Angeles.
You're a former ESPN guy. Were you able to reach out to ESPN LA and get a comment? I don't know if they're going to be willing to speak about it. What's their reasoning?
I get where they're coming from in terms of having to cut costs, in terms of, when you pay Stephen A. Smith and Will Cain the amount that they're currently paying them, you want to get them on all your owned and operated stations, and they currently only have 2 now. They gave up on Chicago, so they have Los Angeles and they have New York, and so when you have people in Connecticut making those moves, they have to realize that is a losing endeavor. They are not going to be the sports talk station in Los Angeles if they choose to go that route.
Harash, what if I said, LA sucks as a sports town? That's why it didn't support local shows. It's your fault, LA. Step up.
I don't think this has anything to do with the numbers, because they moved Steve Mason and John Ireland, and that was their most successful show. But now it's going to go head-to-head with Petros and Money, the most popular show on 570. And so it's never going to be the most popular station in town. It's never going to be like the Fan in New York or WIP, or it's never going to be like that. But it can be successful, but it's only going to be successful if you have local sports hosts talking about local teams. It's not going to be successful by having nationally syndicated show like Stephen A. Smith or Will Cain broadcasting from New York. Imagine this. We get to October, it's Dodgers, it's Lakers, it's USC football, and you tune on to Will Cain, and they're talking about the Cowboys and the Yankees and something else.
It's Rush. LA Times sports columnist, wrote a story, and I want to get into the subject of the story, specifically a host from the past here. We'll get to that in a second. I don't have all the LA personalities memorized who were doing stuff in the past. Mason and Ireland were doing middays. Sedona was doing afternoon drive, right? But wasn't that someone else was doing middays at one point too, right? Who was on?
Yeah,
was it Trudell and Michael Thompson?
Yeah, it was Michael Thompson and Mike Trudell. So 3 years ago, they had 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. all live, all local. That was a really cool moment in terms of, I think a sports town like Los Angeles should have that. Now, they scaled that back. Instead of Trudell Thompson, they went with Stephen A. Smith, and now they've even scaled that back by moving, John and Steve to the 3 to 6 slot. And now Sedano slots in a tough situation, because when it's the NBA season, that's 6:30 to 9 slot, he won't have a show. So it doesn't make any sense. Again, when you talk about 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., not having a single live local show in Los Angeles, it makes no sense.
And I'm going to talk brass tacks, sports talk radio here. I'm not going to name names. Successful local sports talk radio, the host can't be doing 17 things. I want you to mention, because we have a lot of L.A. transplants, and they remember Big Joe, who, passed away way too early. But talk about your column and throwing back to the days when there was really good local sports talk in the area.
Yeah, the column was on Joe McDonald and what he meant to Los Angeles. And, again, it's not known as a rabid sports town, but Joe just had this love and this passion for the teams of this city. And so it became destination sports talk, where after a big game, and he loved the Lakers and he loved the Dodgers so much. And so after a big game, you would want to tune into what Joe said. And not only that, he was a great reporter. He broke stories. He broke, the Wayne Gretzky trade and Magic Johnson's return to the league. And so, not to have someone like that, I think, hurts a sports market as well.
Yeah, no doubt.